praise him, O Lord. Let Solomon possess us. Now let our hearts say Amen.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the epistle. Please be seated. Well, brothers and sisters, today you are given to see and to receive what many of your very nice, polite, genteel, incredibly intelligent, smart, gifted, bright, philosophical, intellectual friends, relatives, co-workers, professors, teachers, and fellow students call utter foolishness, sheer stupidity, inane idiocy, and a colossal waste of time. Those who have no use for what Paul calls in the text the power and the wisdom of God that you witnessed at the beginning of the service and all throughout the divine service, those people are in grave spiritual danger. Most people in the world, many in our communities and families, and unfortunately, I even fear some in our congregation, have no use for the power of God and the wisdom of God. And this grieves me immensely. I don't know if you know this or not, but pastors have this attack all the time. I have unceasing anguish in my heart for such people who may be perishing. Why is that? Because I fear it will all end hellaciously for them. If you thought that the wrath of God was intense the day that Jesus showed up at the temple in Jerusalem, made a whip, kicked everybody out of the temple courts, knocked over all the tables, and hurled the coinage all over the floor, you haven't seen anything yet. Just wait until the last day, when Jesus says to those who have no use for the power and wisdom of God, that is to say, the message of the cross, in their earthly lives. He will say to those who would not use him as the Savior for their sin, he will say this, "I don't know you. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal hellfire prepared for the devil and his angels," Matthew 25. So I warn you, do not let the apparent weakness of God's power and the apparent silliness of God's wisdom be a stumbling block or a scandal to you. Yes, I'm the first to admit it. The power of God does look puny. The wisdom of God appears to be harebrained. 1011 Lincoln, KFAB, WWT Omaha. You know what? They never send reporters here for their lead story, let alone any story, on a Sunday morning. After all, nothing big or world-changing, let alone life-changing, ever happens here, right? Right? Well, no. The full-blown power and categorical wisdom of God is manifested here at Trinity Murdoch, right before your very eyes, right under your noses, within earshot every Sunday. And God's divine power and wisdom, they are for you. The epistle emphatically declares that God's power and wisdom is made manifest in Jesus. But which Jesus? Is it the Jesus that you make up or preach for yourself? Is it a Jesus that Time Magazine or the History Channel preaches? No, the real deal Jesus is the one, Emmanuel, God with us, crucified Jesus, that hangs stone cold dead on the wood of the cross, dead as a doornail Jesus. Graveyard dead Jesus, cadaverous Jesus, no other God than that dead man Jesus on the cross. We preach Christ crucified, St. Paul declares in the epistle. Christ crucified for sinners, and so do I. And that's why I hope you put up with me year in and year out. Real sinners are in desperate need of a real Savior. No real Savior, no real salvation. And so we preach the power and wisdom of God, and that is Christ crucified, for you and for your salvation. Yes, for you and for your salvation. The death of Jesus on the cross is for you, for Brantley David, for all sinners. The Good Friday, it is finished work of salvation accomplished for Jesus on the cross is for everyone. Jesus saves his people from all their sin. And that is precisely why we heard in the baptismal liturgy Jesus telling us, "Let the little children come to me. Do not dare keep them away from me. Bring Brantley David to me. Bring all your children to me. Do not hinder or prevent them from me, because I am their Savior. They are sinners that need me just as much as the adults. The kingdom of God, that is to say, my Good Friday divine reign on the earth, is for everyone. Salvation is what I dish out, what I bestow, my giving, and it's total." Yes, in holy baptism, Jesus lorded his Good Friday death over Brantley David's sin and the damnation that his sin deserved, just like he did when all of you were baptized. Or to put it another way, baptism bestows the forgiveness of sins. Or to use the language of 1 Corinthians today, the Good Friday power and wisdom of God are given to sinners as pure gift in holy baptism. So I warn you again, do not let the outward simplicity or plainness of holy baptism fool you into thinking or believing that it's a nothing. I know, all you saw today was water poured on Brantley David's head. However, with the water, God gave Brantley his divine name. God's name is never a nothing. With his divine name, God gives his gracious presence to sinners in order to be God for them. That is to say, to save them. That's the whole point of God giving his name. And so today, with the giving of his name in holy baptism, Jesus himself applied his most holy and precious Good Friday blood to Brantley David to purify and to cleanse him from all of his sin, all the original sin that he inherited from Adam, and all the sin that he's committed since his birth. In the New Testament, especially in Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter preaches Christ crucified and risen from the dead for sinners. And when the people ask Peter what they need to do, he leads them to be given a gift from the Lord. Can you guess what that gift is? That's right, holy baptism. "Be baptized," he declares, "every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's Acts chapter 2, 38. Did you catch that? When you're baptized, your sins are forgiven. Forgiveness is salvation. I'm going to say that again. Forgiveness is salvation, or salvation is forgiveness. In addition, when your sins are forgiven, you're also gifted with the Holy Spirit. You're enlivened and you're born again, just like Jesus says in John 3. You're a new creation in Christ. Peter says that these divine gifts given in baptism are for you and for your children and for all. Acts 2, 39. Seeing the wisdom and the power of God and the preaching of Christ crucified in holy baptism, 3,000 sinners that day received the gift of holy baptism into Christ's death. The divine name, Christ's Good Friday forgiveness, and the Holy Spirit, that is to say salvation, is indeed for you and for your children and for all. Salvation is given in holy baptism. This is incredible. Talk about power and wisdom of God. So it's Christ crucified who saves sinners. Holy baptism saves sinners too. Does that contradict each other? No. Jesus bestows his Good Friday and Easter benefits in holy baptism. And so I take you to one more passage from the New Testament. It's 1 Peter 3, verse 21. Peter promises this. Baptism now, do you know it? Baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Did you hear that? Baptism saves you. Saves a Brantley David, because the Good Friday Jesus is the risen and ascended Jesus, who lords his death on the cross over everything for your salvation's sake. In other words, crucified and risen Jesus, he sits and he reigns from the Father's right hand to give in holy baptism to Brantley David and to all of you the very salvation that he won for you and for all on the cross. Yes, salvation given in baptism is the power and the wisdom of God. So there you have it. Christ crucified. We preach Christ crucified. We baptize according to Christ's mandate in Matthew 28. It all looks like what? Foolishness. Nobody's knocking the door down to get in here. We have to beg people to come. It all looks like stupidity and a waste of time. But you know better. It is the power and the wisdom of God for you, for your salvation. Just as Jesus promises. You believe and you're baptized? You're saved. So, Brantley David, happy baptism day to you. And brothers and sisters in Christ, happy living in and from your baptisms, because it is the power and wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.